The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely the opinion of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Grown Folks Talk Radio Network and or Dreams Fulfilled Media. Listener discretion is advised.
You need to shut the f*** when Grown Folks is talking.
This is a Dreams Fulfilled Media production.
Welcome to Grown Folks Talk, where we promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God.
Warning, this show is not for the faint at heart. So, if you're incapable of keeping it real, if you're not ready to face your issues, or if you're sensitive on any level, then please don't even bother sitting your ass at the round table.
Please note that our views and opinions are just what they are. Our views, our opinions.
We're not licensed therapists.
We are licensed realists, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's your host, Mr. Sean D. Upshaw.
What's going on? What's going on, Grown Folks? And welcome to the round table for yet another episode of Grown Folks Talk. Of course, I'm your host, Mr. Sean D. Upshaw, and I appreciate you for taking time out of your night to tune in and hear what me, and my panelists to say. But anyway, before we get started, I want to send a shout out to Dreams Fulfilled Media for being a medium that houses Grown Folks Talk live each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. here on Grown Folks Talk Radio. I also want to send a shout out to our fans, the loyal listening base. Without you, I swear to you that Grown Folks Talk would not be in existence. Part of my motivation for doing this would not exist. So you guys are very, very important to this process. You are always in for an entertaining, real, yet mature show when you tune in Grown Folks Talk, and you will not have anything different tonight. Of course, joining me each and every Tuesday is the best coach I've ever met in life, Coach Ivy. What's going on, Coach Ivy?
Going on, Sean. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. You already know Tuesday is Grown Folks Talk. I'm always excited when Grown Folks Talk is going on. I mean, what else could I be doing on a Tuesday night? Watching Matlock or something? I mean, I say Matlock. I like to watch those old shows. So, you know, don't fault me for that. But, yeah, I mean, what else could we be doing besides being at the round table trying to find some conclusions on some burning questions that I know a lot of people have within themselves?
See those people today that are looking at, you know, was I happier when I was married? Am I happier being single? Am I, you know, what's the dealio, you know? So I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Exactly. So how was your day today?
It was a long day today. I don't know what the deal was. Maybe it was something in the air.
I think I had
a lot of friends that were like, yesterday was long. My yesterday was good, but today, Tuesday, was like, woo. I think I was taking it to the next level on Tuesday. Let me tell you.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are usually long days for me. Maybe it's because it's the middle of the week. I don't know. I still haven't quite figured out.
It was incredibly long today, let me tell you. But you know what? I was excited about coming on the call tonight. So, you know, it's going to end on a high note. I got no complaints.
Exactly. So, as she said, we're going to jump into the topic. Who's honestly more happier? Is it single people or is it... I change it from married people because... I just want to say relationship folks all together. Walk with me. Yeah. So I think, you know, marriage falls under that relationship, you know, category, unless we didn't took marriage to a different stratosphere where, you know, it just doesn't count as a relationship anymore. So last time I checked, it's relationship. So we're going to throw it under the relationship umbrella and we're going to say who's honestly more happier. Is it single people or is it relationship folks? And we're going to jump into that. We're going to weigh the pros and cons. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the things that are already out there that single people are saying, that people in relationships are saying, that try to convince us that either way is best. We want to find out who's pulling who leg. We want to find out who's honestly more happier. And I'm quite sure with Coach on, she can give us some great insight into who's really happier, because I'm sure you deal with it, you know, people in relationships as well as single people. So
This
is going to be interesting tonight. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm looking forward to this topic.
As always, you know, if you have anything to say concerning this topic or any other topic, you can do so by dialing 646-787-1851. Again, that number is 646-787-1851 for my live streaming audience. If you are already at the roundtable, simply press 1, get in here, and we'll get your opinion about tonight's topic. But before we jump into it, you already know what time it is. It's time for Ivy's Intuition. What do you have for me today, Coach?
Yeah, you know what? I bet you, I know what a lot of people, I know what the statistics say, and I know a lot of people are going to say, obviously, being in relationship is usually better. But, you know, my intuition say I think it's a much more personal question than that, and I think everybody needs to take a look and answer that question for themselves. I posit that human beings always think the grass is greener on the other side. So if you're married, you remember those days when you were single fondly, and when you're single, you're thinking that, oh, I just wish I had a relationship, everything would be okay. And I don't think it's an either-or question. I think it's a personal question, and I think it varies from person to person. So, yeah, forget what the statistics say. My intuition says it's not the statistics, it's you personally. And when you get to the heart of your truth and what you really want, then you'll figure out what's really going to make you happy, whether that's being single or being in a relationship.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree with you. You know, I told you, like I said last week, you and Andre be having me getting my life and thoughts together on a whole new level now. Between the Ivy Intuition and, you know, Rillionaire Tips of the Week, I'm going to be soon on somebody's couch giving out advice with you guys sitting right next to me. I can see the vision right now as I speak. So I hope you guys are soaking all this information in. They really be going at it with this. They really be going at it.
Yeah. I listened to your call last Thursday. It was really, really good. And I got to tell you, I love listening to you guys. It's just so wonderful to hear you guys go back and forth. And so wonderful to hear, you know, men of color speak so passionately, powerfully, and articulately about what's going on. And I just loved hearing it. I was like, oh, they're getting real with this. It was really good. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, me and Andre, the Rillionaire, we try our best to be as authentic, as passionate as anybody else will. And we actually believe in what we're saying. We're not politicians, actually. So what we throw out there, we actually believe in what we're saying. So, you know, to hear that compliment from you, I appreciate that. I'm sure Andre will as well, because we put a lot into those shows, not only speaking from a transparent point of view, but just, you know, the research, you know, the conversation, because we already had this talk about how men don't really like to express themselves. For us to come to the table and have conversations like that, I mean, I think we deserve a pat on the back. So,
well, you do, which is why I wanted to acknowledge you, because you guys are talking about stuff that's difficult to talk about, and you keep it real, like you're saying, like, yeah, I was that guy, or I wasn't that guy, and I should have been that guy, you know, or I didn't know how to be that guy, you know, or that's real talk, and there's men aren't, you know what I mean, like I said before, I think I said a while back, it's really not safe for men to do that. Like, we're so very judgmental in society about that, and so that you guys are bringing it to the forefront, like, y'all gonna help somebody, y'all gonna lift somebody up, so some man is gonna be like, I'm not alone, and wow, if these two dudes can, like, feel that way, then, yeah, I'm not totally, you know, out of my mind, I'm not totally crazy, and you never know, they may, you know, step up their game, you know, get help, or support some other dude, you know, mentor some other man and to do the same.
Yeah, well, we encourage all men to call in on Thursday nights live and join us on the conversation, or, you know, sit there and listen, and hopefully, as Coach Ivy said, push you into a realm to where you feel the urge to help somebody else. But before we move into the Hail to the Gnaw segment for this Tuesday evening, always leave the people with your social media. Javi, I actually had somebody inbox me like, what is Coach Facebook page? And I had to send it to her. So I'm making it a habit of forcing my people to leave that information. So, yeah.
Well, you know, you guys can find me at Coach Ivy. It's like, you know, Facebook. You can just put in Coach Ivy on my page to come right up. Twitter is Coach Ivy, and my website is Life Coach Ivy. So I'm all over. If you just Google Coach Ivy, it's going to come up.
Yeah, as she always say, Google her. And as I always say, you know, ironically speaking, she knows her shit. You definitely want to follow her. You definitely want to find out what Coach Ivy is talking about, because she's one of the most intriguing people that I work with. So,
awesome.
You know.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, you know, you got to uplift
mutual
your people.
Mutual admiration society tonight. We definitely take
that's what it is. I'm the president. I'm the president tonight. I'm the president. You know, I'm filling in. But it's all good. So let's move into the Hail to the Gnaw segment for this Tuesday evening, which is going to be.
What you got for me?
I have something that's going to be the shortest Hail to the Gnaw in history.
Okay.
It's nothing elaborate. It's nothing, you know, suspenseful. It's just simple, and it's going to make you say Hail to the Gnaw. So, Coach Ivy, are you a fan of cheeseburgers?
Yeah, I like a good cheeseburger.
Yeah, I think we all like a cheeseburger every now and then, especially a man out of Washington, D.C. who must have been craving a cheeseburger from the depths of his belly. A man broke into a Five Guys restaurant in Washington, D.C. early Friday, not to steal money, but to grab a bite to eat.
Wow.
Listen, I'm a fan of Five Guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Five Guys.
Yeah, I love Five Guys. That's my favorite burger, actually.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan to the point where I'm going to break in to the joint.
Nobody's burger is that good. I'm sorry.
I know you in that D.C. area. I'm trying to see, do they have any secret sauce that they put on the burgers like McDonald's?
No,
or,
it's not. I mean, you know, the burgers are good, but they're not that good. There's no burger. I've had better burgers at, you know, higher end restaurants. I can't think of a burger that would make me break in anywhere. To get, you know, was he homeless or hungry or like, is there a backstory?
Well, let me follow it by saying the burglar followed the delivery man into the restaurant, waited until he left before going inside, according to the Metropolitan Police Department. Once inside, the man treated himself to a fountain beverage before cooking what appeared to be the run-of-the-mill cheeseburger. He actually stole a bottle of water too before leaving. Yeah, he cooked.
Wait. He cooked a burger. He didn't just take one. He cooked a burger. He made a burger.
Yeah. Actually, on the video, if you want to go into this, you can go onto, you know, the internet and Google this, and you will see a man that actually puts on the apron, actually grabs the burger, cooks it, you know, gets his fountain drink, and, you know, as they say, he stole a bottle of water before leaving. So I guess some cravings are, you know, they just can't be ignored. And for this guy, he decided that he wanted to be Chef R.I.D., and he decided which restaurant that he wanted to be Chef R.I.D. in. So I can't be mad at him.
You know, I'm sorry, this sounds a little bit like some Hannibal Lecter stuff. Like some dude, you know, he's been on an apron night. Like he just finished, you know, he must have killed somebody on his way in and felt like a burger to finish it. You know what I mean? Like it just sounds so bizarre. He walked in calmly behind somebody, put on an apron, made himself a burger, sat down, enjoyed it, and helped himself to a bottle of water on his way out.
Yeah. And you know, I hate to throw race into it, but yes, he's black. Because as I was reading the story, I'm sitting up here like, wow, who actually had the audacity to do this? Then I clicked on the video. I said, never mind.
Heavy sigh. No. No.
Well, I say my people because I think my people is the only people who have the gonads to actually break into some place. And instead of actually going in there to do what you're supposed to do when you do an actual burglar, you know, steal the money. You decide you want to cook you a meal and say, forget the money. I'm just going to cook me a meal and get on out of here. So,
I just want some fries. I know.
They didn't leave him a name. They didn't leave him a name, but he definitely is nominated for the Hell.
Hell no.
Yeah.
To the no.
For the night.
No. Hell to the no.
So shout out to the man out of D.C. who decided to break into Five Guys, brother. Honestly, if I was with you, I probably would have jumped in there, too, because I ain't on your front. Sometimes I have this craving for a burger, and my wife even tell you I drive 10, 15 minutes the opposite way just to get it, because my thing is if I'm going to eat a burger and it's going to be greasy and fattening, I might as well go to a place that specializes in burgers, in real burgers.
In greasy, fat burgers.
Exactly. So that's where we're going to leave that. I definitely appreciate that story. As I said, this is going to be the quickest hell to the gnaw that you will ever hear on this show. But nevertheless, it's one that makes you say hell to the gnaw. What we're going to do right now is take a short break for station identification. On the other side of the break, we're going to jump into the topic, who is honestly more happier? Is it single people or relationship folks? Sit back, relax. We'll be right back after this.
This is Real Talk for real people seeking real solutions to real problems. This is Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw. Coming to your speakers now. Your source for real talk with no bullshit. You're tuned in to Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw on the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network.
If you can't handle grown folks' truth, then
you can't handle the truth.
This is Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw on the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, grown folks. If you're online and you'd like to be a part of the roundtable discussion, then do so by dialing the Grown Folks Talk Hotline at 646-787-1851. Press 1 to get into the queue, and we'll be glad to pull a seat out at the table for you. Now, let's get back to the discussion at hand.
Welcome back, grown folks. It's now 15 after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:15 Central, where the studio is located. We thank you for tuning in tonight to Grown Folks Talk. Of course, you already know I have joining me each and every Tuesday, Coach Ivy, and I'm quite sure she's still amused as I am about the hell to the gnaw that I just gave you about the guy breaking into Five Guys, not to steal the money, but to cook himself a burger.
You know what I forgot to ask you? Did he clean up?
I don't know. That's a great question. I wonder, did he clean up?
He took the time to put on an apron and make a burger and help. You know what I mean? I'm wondering, did he clean up, push the chairs under, and lock up when he left? I mean,
that's a great question. I wonder if he did, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
He probably did.
That would have made that hill to the gnaw even more hill to the gnaw if he would have cleaned up after himself.
Nobody was there.
So,
people would have said, was that really on the video? Was he really here? I don't see anything.
Look, I would have been shocked. But nevertheless, if you're live streaming, you want to join in on tonight's conversation, 646-787-1851, 646-787-1851. If you're in here and you want to say something about tonight's topic, which is who is honestly more happier, is it single people or relationship folks, just simply press 1. We'll get your opinion here at the roundtable. Also, don't forget to go to social media and like the Grown Folks Talk fan page, which can be found at www.facebook.com/Grown Folks Talk Radio. Get over there, hit the like button, subscribe, find out all the information that you need to find out about upcoming events and upcoming shows. You definitely want to be a part of where we going with this. And before I forget, and before we jump into this topic, I've just been reminded, I want to send a RIP out to Doug Banks. For those who don't know who Doug Banks is, he was a very influential radio host and some other things. And he recently passed. So shout out to Doug Banks for everything he's done for not only just the radio world, but everyone in our community. Thanks for the reminder who just sent me the reminder. So wanted to give that, you know, that love right there, because for those who don't know who Doug Banks is, you know, Google is a powerful thing. So research him. But nevertheless, let's jump into tonight's topic, Coach. So, you know, I'm quite sure you had some time to research. I had some time to research. And my first question to you is, what are you gathering from this question?
So the biggest thing that I gathered is nobody has any answers. I'll tell you what, that's basically what was really subjective. The most of the research would lead you to believe that married people or people in relationships are happier, and they have. There's all kinds of books written on the strength of marriage, A Case for Marriage. I saw that book come up a couple different times, and why married people are happier, healthy, they're better off financially, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the other thing I thought that was two interesting trends were that they also reported that married people over time saw a decline in life satisfaction and in relationship satisfaction, which I thought was very, very interesting. So
that is very interesting.
And they measured happiness, but no study defined what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very subjective, all of the tests. And one of the reports I read, it said this was in Psychology Today. There's been over 18 different studies. And they said, even in these studies, it was skewed towards marriage. It was biased the way they did them because they never defined it happiness, so it was very subjective. You could say, I'm happy, however you define it. But the other thing, that's what they said, is that life satisfaction and relationship satisfaction was declining over time, and they weren't really taking those into account. So on the surface, if you just took, are people happier being married versus unmarried, you found, yes, we are generally happier. So it was really an interesting thing. And the other piece of it is they didn't measure like relationship or non-relationship. They only measured married and unmarried. They didn't measure married versus unmarried in a relationship or in a relationship versus single. Like they didn't measure all the different, facets that relationship comes in. So I just found that like really, really fascinating. And still, even though the other thing that was fascinating, even though supposedly, statistically, people are happier in marriage. 48%. There's like a divorce rate of 48% in the United States still.
I thought it was 51. Maybe that was a while ago, because I remember at one point it was 51%, the divorce rate. But, I mean, we're not that far off in numbers. So
we're not. It's still within a couple of points of each other. So, yeah.
Well, I'm like you. I've been getting mixed reviews. And mainly the reviews I've been getting have been leaning more towards single people being the most happiest.
The reason that
I'm getting that feedback is because the number one thing that pops up into people's mind is independence and not having to worry about the burdens of anybody else. So needless to say, I don't really want to say it's a lot of selfish people, because it's in my eyes, it's sometimes good to be selfish, especially during that single stage. But my thing is, you know, what's the driving force behind you really believing that a relationship is a burden? And I really want to step foot into that right now and kind of analyze that situation, because, you know, me and you both have been in a single situation before. So I'm quite sure we can, you know, revert back to that mentality and, you know, how we were feeling and what we were thinking. So let's jump into that real quick and why, you know, a single person would believe that, hey, I'm happy, I need my independence, this is what it's all about.
I think for a lot of people, so by the way, the other statistic that I found, it wasn't for this show, it was for a different one, but that something like that high number of, I think it was whatever the number is, 48-50% of first marriages end in divorce, and then that number goes up to like 70% for second marriages and 80 and for third.
70 for second marriages?
Yeah, it was they it's
you know, I'm
in
my second marriage, right?
No, Lord. Sorry to tell you that.
Oh, Lord. Baby, we going to make it. I swear we got under 30%.
And I thought, you would think that it would be the reverse. But I think that speaks to your first question. Marriage is a socialism. So there's a piece of marriage that is we're socialized to believe that's what you, quote, should do. But we do that before we even know who we are as individuals. And I think for a lot of people, after you've been in a marriage, you've been married for the first time, and then you get out and you know what it's like, you just really have a very low bullshit tolerance for for doing some of this.
Yeah.
And I think if for those people that really take it seriously, like I know how I'm built. I'm relationship minded. I'm built to be in a relationship, and that's really what I want to do. So I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to make this next, you know, relationship work, whether it's a marriage or however you choose to define your commitment. I think those people have greater success in making it happen. But a lot of people want to be in a relationship because they just don't know how to be alone. They just don't know how to exist alone. And so they just relationship hop. And they think that they're happier, but if you sit down and talk to them, they're not happy in a relationship or out of one. They really don't know themselves well enough to even know what would make them happy. They just kind of float along and do what the same thing that they've always done, you know, the definition of insanity, hoping to get a different result. So I don't know that it's so much as that people are selfish. I mean, I'm sure that's a big piece of it. I think a lot of us just don't even know who we really are. You don't even know where you are selfish and where you're not, where you are a giver, where you are a taker, what it actually takes to make it work. What kind of person do you need to compliment you? You know, to the ladies that were on before, when she said her husband don't complete her in no kind of way, which
I remember
that's
that. I still laugh at that.
That's my new mantra. But there are so many other people that really do feel incomplete without a partner.
Yeah.
And that's the word they would use. I'm just not happy. You know, I'm just not, you know, I could be better. And I'm just not happy if I don't have somebody with me.
Yeah, well, I, you know, I'm thinking back as you were talking, I'm thinking back to when I was single, and I could say majority of it during the times that I was single was due to the fact that I didn't want to be alone. Now, for a man, the thought of being alone is totally different from a female, excuse me.
I think.
So with me, I just was out here doing God knows all types of awful things to the point where I said, Jesus, I don't want to burn myself out to the point where I'm no good for a relationship. Typically what happens with men is, you know, they play the field so much that they begin to, you know, something clicks in their mind, say, damn, I need to settle down. Or our famous words is, I'm getting too old for this shit. So until, you know, shout out to Danny Glover for saying that and Lethal the Weapon. But, you know, we say we getting too old for that shit. And then our homeboys that call us and remind us that, hey, we not too old for this shit. Let's get out here and meet some new people. So the thing with me is when I was single, I began to, and I'm talking about really at an early age, when I was maybe 21, by this time I was in full-blown ignorance. When I say full-blown ignorance, I was trying to nail down everything that moved as far as women went. So when I was in full-blown ignorance, I began to, well, see, with me, let me explain something to you, Coach. With me, it's either 100 or zero. It's no in between. I don't have no cruise control. So if I'm in something, I'm either at 100 and the RPM is high, or I'm either at zero and we sitting idle. So if I was a player then I was the best damn player that you ever would see running across the United States. So that's just the mentality that I had. So what happened was when I was at full speed like that, what I began to notice was, damn, it is really no point in smashing and dashing. It's really no point in just meeting women, manipulating them, gaming them, getting the panties. Then you know, what's next after that? And I actually even posed that question to my homeboys at the time. I guess that wasn't the right question to ask the group of 21-year-olds, because I was like, hey, fellas, let me ask you a question. I mean, what's really the point behind what we're doing? You know, here we are, we meet women, you know, we take them out, we show them a good time, we introduce them to certain things, and, you know, they have sex with us, we get tired of sexing them, then we move on to the next one. And, you know, they kind of looked at me and, like, gave me one of those, Sean, what the fuck are you talking about? So I had to suppress, you know, how I was really feeling until I reached the age where I say, well, hey, I don't care what y'all say. This is what I want to do. So that's right. Why I say I think it's kind of different for men versus women, because I think women, and we talked about this on previous shows, I think women are more conditioned toward relationships. Or, you know, you see it on TV, you see it with Barbie and Ken, you know, even starting with the Barbie, you can't buy Barbie without buying Ken, you can't have this without that. You know, it's always some type of partnership or pairing that goes on when it comes to women. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. This is the way it is. I mean, you even you think about toys. So with girl toys, they get the kitchen set and the cart with the grocery. Like, you're already starting off, our mind is geared towards family things, and family requires partnership. So we're already, like, they didn't already started us on being mommies, you know, cooking in the kitchen and the combing of the hair and the taking care of the babies before they even really talked to us about partnership. We haven't even gotten into wanting the kids yet, but already that is kind of socialized in us that, you know, you need a partner. You need to start thinking about family, and that's where you're going to end up anyway, and all this other stuff. Now, I think times have changed with Women's Lib. Now it's all about career and getting your career, and the partnership stuff is on the back burner. Although still for young girls, they still have all those toys, but you have a little bit more variety. You have Barbie doctors and doctor's kits and more. There's much more variety. So women have a choice. You can either get the doctor's kit or the dump truck, or you can get the grocery set. You know, it's whatever you want. But at the same time, you know, all of these, you know, if you think about it, go to the movie and you see any romantic comedy, it's usually about how women feel about romance. There's a few of them that do a good job of showing both sides of the coin, but it's very rarely that the story is about a dude and his romantic pursuits and how he pursues them. And if it is, it's about his reform, how he starts off being a player and then he meets the right one, and she, through her love, or usually lack of love, she cuts him off. She's like, you know what, this is bullshit, I'm not doing this. And then he suddenly has a come-to-Jesus moment and decides she's the one, and then they go off and ride into the sunset. So,
the typical movie I'm with you.
That's every romantic comedy.
Yeah, you know? So I think one thing that you kind of already transitioned into that we need to consider now is, it was more, I want to say, maybe within the last 5 to 10 years, it was more men feeling the need to be single, feeling the independence of wanting to stay single. And now it kind of has flipped a little bit. Now you find, and even when I threw the topic out there earlier today on social media, I had more women commenting on it than anything. It's almost like they have took hold of their singleness and say, damn it, this is just what I want to do now. I'm not really concerned with what, you know, society is telling me I need to be doing, or relationship people are more happy. No, I'm more into embracing my singleness as a woman and moving forward, which I can appreciate, because everybody needs to go through that single phase of finding out who they are. Now, here's the thing. If you're going through that single phase and you're not doing the necessary things to enhance yourself, then you're being single for some bullshit, basically. I mean, let's be honest. You're on some bullshit right now. You're just being single just to be single. But if you're single because you actually want to improve yourself as an individual in some shape, form, or fashion, then, you know, kudos to you. Embrace that independence and step into a relationship when you feel like you're ready to, you know, sever some of that independence, or at least, you know, put it to the side a little bit. Because I think it's a misconception when you go into relationships, people feel like they have to set their independence to the side, which segue into the next discussion about relationships. I think, you know, being married now, I think for the second time, by the way, and no, I'm not in the 70%. I'm in the 30%.
No,
nor do
I expect you to be.
Exactly. I think going into this marriage, I really start to come into my own and realizing that, hey, I can have independence in my marriage. I can actually be a person in my marriage. And I actually talked about this earlier today on my relationship tip of the day, and how I say, you know, your identity as an individual and your identity as a marriage should be separate. Because typically what happens is, if you don't come into a relationship with an identity, then guess what's going to happen? Your identity is going to be built based on that relationship. So my question to you is, if your relationship is built on, you know, if your identity is built on your relationship identity, excuse me, then who are you once that relationship is gone?
And I think that's why a lot of people cling so vehemently to relationships that aren't working, because they don't really know who they are outside of that relationship. And I think that's true for people that had an identity and gave it up somehow or another. Mm-hmm. A lot of women and men just say to themselves, you know, this is, you know, being married, this is what we're supposed to do. The two are supposed to become one. Now, excuse me, I'm just an extension of him or her, and this is who I am. You know, call me husband, call me wife, and that's all there is. You know, they don't have anything, which is not really healthy. That creates codependence. And
yes,
more importantly, it puts an enormous amount of pressure on your partner to make you happy and feel fulfilled. Because
yeah,
if your partner isn't the one pleasing you and making you happy in the relationship, and you don't have an identity outside of that relationship, any time that partner is not doing something you feel is right or well or good,
mm-hmm,
you're miserable. You
yeah,
don't have any place else to go. So he wants to play golf, and you're sitting there going, he doesn't pay attention to me. You cut off all your girlfriends. You don't have any hobbies. You don't have any. Vice versa. You know, she's supposed to, you know, come home and cook my dinner and clean up and blah, 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 and he doesn't help around the house or whatever, you know, traditional roles, or she's going out with her friends and he's sitting home with the kids and ordering pizza because he doesn't know what to do, and she comes home and places a mess. I'm like, what the hell, man? You can't take care of dinner for one night? Like, because and some of that is the roles that we play, and some
mm-hmm
of that is just people, you know, just really like, well, you know, this is how it's supposed to be, and they don't operate outside of these roles in the marriage or these identities in the marriage, and they get up. You've seen countless shows about this. She
yeah
came home one day talking that nonsense because she went and got a job, and now, or whatever, you know, or he came home talking that nonsense because he's been hanging out with his boys, and now we don't do date night, you know, all this other stuff,
yeah,
however,
yeah,
you know, it goes
yeah
down. So
trust me, I know exactly what you're going through, because I actually experienced that in the beginning of my marriage, but I had to tell my wife, like, hey, you need to get some damn friends. Because listen, I'm not your girlfriend. Like, I'm your man and I'm your friend, but sometimes we need that separate way to go sometimes to, you know, just get a breather. So
yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I encourage couples to do that. You should have your own, you know, I read a great book by a coach, and she said, women should have all queens need a court. And their
yeah
their queen's court is not the same as the court with the king. It's not. These
yeah
are usually relationships with women, and you should have a nice little range where you have older and younger and people your same age, so you get mentored and you get fed from all levels. And because women don't talk to each other the same way that men do. And so even if you have a great relationship with your king, that is not a replacement for you to hold court with other queens. Not at all. Not by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, and I know a lot of women that have done that. They just give up their entire life for their marriage and,
and
their family.
Yeah, and lose sight of who they are. So if you're online and you want to be a part of this conversation, shut down that computer. 646-787-1851 is the number you want to dial. If you're already in here, just press 1. We'll get you in the queue. I see we have a caller. Caller, you know what? I'm feeling different tonight, Coach Ivy. I'm on some inconspicuous stuff. So whoever this caller is, I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know where you're calling from. I just want to know your comment. So whoever this is, you know, we're going to try a different. So we're going to jump into this. 630-246-630-246. I don't care to know who you are. I just want to know your comment.
Well, first I want to say hello, Coach Ivy. Hello, Sean. You guys are doing a fabulous job. Coach Ivy, you pretty much have said everything that was in my brain.
Coach, he's a mind reader, too, on the side. I just wanted you to know that.
Can I get the lotto number, please? First, I'd like to send a shout-out to Doug Banks and his family and friends in the area. He was a very well-known radio host, a disc jockey of many shows, V103 being one of the most popular shows. WGCI, and also he's been on ABC 7 News on 190 North. And I really wanted to put that out there because he made a way for people like Sean and yourself, Coach Ivy, to be able to do what you guys do. And I'm so grateful for his life and his path that he has laid out for you guys, because this show is really helping a lot of people. With that being said, I wanted to jump into the definition of what happiness really is. The quality of being happy. Happiness stems from making things happen in your individual life.
Mm-hmm.
What makes an individual happy? You have to make things happen in your life in order to be happy with self. Like Coach Ivy said, and everything she said, if you're not complete with who you are, you would never be complete with anybody else in your life. Any relationship, any ships, as I call them, business ships, friendships, relationships, if you're not complete with who you are. There's a difference between, you know, companionship and partnership. You know, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. There's a difference between being independent and being strong. When you get clear about who you really, truly are, then you could be happy being married or being single. It's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation. I've been in both situations. And when I was married, when things were going well, it was beautiful when everything was going well. But when we got lost in who we were, then it became a wreck. But then me being single for the last 6-7 years, I'm okay with that too, because it gave me opportunity to get to know who I am as I grow and mature and evolve in my life. And I began to tap into different things that make me happy as an individual. When you're in a relationship, you don't really have the time for the individual things because you're so catered to that your spouse, the children, the household, that even though you do individual things with your queen court, even with that being said, you don't have time self. So it's either or. It really depends on the individual person and in their lifestyle, what makes them happy, being in a relationship or not being in a relationship. It all stems from who you are as an individual. Are you happy individually by yourself? If you're not happy with yourself, you're never going to be happy in anything in your life, let alone a relationship.
Great points. And shout out to the caller for calling in and dropping those jewels right there. She basically, you know, pointed out what we've already been talking about. So obviously we're on the right road with this, but you know, now that we, you know, kind of touched on it from the single side and the married side, I really want to get into why it has become a war, though. When I say a war, you have these events or you have these things that you go to and you find the single people on one side of the room and the married side on one side of the room, or the relationship people. And it's almost like a battle of classes where you have the highfalutin society, you have the low class, and they're like, oh, look at her, like she's single, like like you're Republican or they're a Democrat. So I really want to know, like, how did we get to a point of, you know, separating the two to where we kind of almost in a way judge the person based on their social status as far as relationships goes?
Well, I would say this. Married people and single people conduct themselves differently. And that's the biggest challenge. That if, you know, I'm a single woman, but if I go out with my married friends, and I have many of them, they like to do different things than necessarily I would do. Because I would be doing things where I would be meeting single men or co-gendered events where there would be both single men, married men, and things to do. They're not interested in doing any of that. They already have a man at home. It's not what they want to do. So, and vice versa. You know, there's times when they want to do something that's, you know, there. I say this also about being a single parent. I'm a single parent, but I have a good co-parenting relationship. So I would say, oh, yeah, I guess what I did this weekend, I went this, that, and the other place. And they're all like, how do you get to do all these things? I know you're a mom. But I have times off where I'm not, where I'm literally single and alone. Mm-hmm. If you're married, you don't have that. You are a mother 24/7. Your whole world lives in your house all the time. That's not the case for me. So I can take off and say, yeah, this weekend I'm going on a ski trip, or this weekend I'm taking a cruise, or this weekend I'm taking a belly dancing fusion class, you know? You know, and I'll call them and invite them, but they're like, no, I got a soccer game, I got soccer practice, I got this. And it's not that I don't do those things, but I have my free time is a little bit different, and it occurs in some ways more frequently than theirs does, because they're married, and that's the world that they live in. Not knocking it or anything, that's just kind of the reality of the whole thing.
Well, let me tell you something. That belly dancing is going to pay off when that relationship comes in the long run. I just want to throw that out there. So you keep taking those belly dancing classes, lady. They're going to pay off. But
yeah, somebody's going to be quite happy with the results of that class. So, yeah,
exactly,
it's going to be fun.
Exactly.
Some of the married women's husbands would be happy, too, if they took a belly dancing class. No joke.
That, too.
Which is why I invite them. Come on, ladies, get your feminine on. Let's go feel about, no, I'm tired, I got to do this.
Well, here's a question I want to ask you, because, you know, this came up as well. Don't you hate, you know, that when you are with your married friends, that they always seem to want to pity you or hook you up with somebody or feel like, hey, you deserve somebody. I got the perfect person for you. I think that's another aspect that people hate about being single and hanging with married folks as well.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm very blessed. My friends have really honored my choices. I think what perplexes them, they're a little perplexed that I'm not with someone. And I'm like, because I don't just want to be with anybody. I know the stats. I coach people. I listen to wonderful marriage stories and horrific marriage stories, and like every day. Like, so I'm very aware of that. And there's no hurry. Each day I'm single is an opportunity for me to, again, work on myself and prepare myself for my king when I do meet him. So I don't really feel bad about that, but I think they do. They feel like something is really, it's missing in her life, and she should really have this, and I don't understand why you don't have this. And, yeah, I could have been in some relationships, but I'll pass.
Yeah.
It was better for me to stay, you know, single and happy than have been in some of the relationships that were, you know, offered and been miserable. You know, and I even see that in people that are married. And honestly, some of my single friends and I talk, and we're like, let's keep it real. How many people do you know personally that are happily married? Giddy with it. Titillated, excited, can't wait to get home to their man, take vacations together. He surprises her and is romantic. She surprises him and is romantic. They, you know, they actually have a life outside of their kids, their mortgage, and all of their obligations as their families merge. How many of us really know couples like that? And the numbers aren't that high. Between all of us, we collectively might know 5 marriages, but we that are that way. But we know like 25, 30 people that are married.
Yeah, yeah. And
here's
the problem that I'm having. It's not really a problem, but here's some things that pop up, you know, in my marriage that I miss about being single at times. So, baby, don't come in here and wring my neck. I have to be honest. And me and the Rillionaire on Thursday night going to talk more about this. But I think for me as a man, I don't know if this is a man thing or a woman thing, but I think one of the aspects that I miss about being single is the get up and go without really having to consider other people. So when you're in a marriage, if you get up and go, is always the question of where are you going?
And you're going to come back.
When you're coming back and who you're going to be with. And well, I would go, but you know, I don't really know nothing about. So it's always about trying to make your mate feel comfortable. And I'm not that good at making people feel comfortable. It's like either you know what I'm doing or you don't. Either you roll or you don't. Remember, I told you I'm either 0 or 100. So
right,
I'm not really
right.
that good at being in the middle. So sometimes my wife and I have these discussions that turn into a simple question that has escalated into something totally different that has drained so much energy out of me that I just like, fuck it, I don't want to go no more.
Yeah. Never mind. I'll sit here and eat my turkey pot pie and be quiet.
Yeah.
Just leave me
alone. I don't think that be her primary intention, but
no.
You know, it's just the questions that you tend to have to deal with when you're married versus when you're single. You just say, hey, you going here? Well, I'll meet you at 8 and you know, case closed. So that's probably about the only thing that I miss about being single. Now, while I was single, I will say that I wanted to be in a relationship, which is crazy to me. It's always the flip side. Like when you're single, you want to be in a relationship. When you're married,
the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah, but until it happens. So the thing of it is when I was single, I wanted to be in a relationship so bad is because one, this is prior to my self-evaluation. One, I just was scared of who I was once the lights went out. Once I turned them lights out and I realized what type of individual I was, I said, well, hold on, let me get a booty call over here. I don't want to be doing this shit tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing no mirror checks or anything of that nature. So once I got out of being uncomfortable with, you know, who I am, and start to really, you know, define my weaknesses and working on them, then I started to begin to see the benefits of possibly being in a relationship. But
yeah,
the one thing that we make a mistake is when we start to work on each other, we kind of jump start into the relationship super fast. Like, okay, I didn't build building one. Now I feel I can go to building 7 when you forget what's in between 1 and 7. You feel what I'm saying? The steps.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, they, you know, you don't like who you see in the mirror, and so if you get the right arm candy, if you get the right, if you get that guy to love you, it somehow validates who you are. I'm not that bad. I am a good woman. I wouldn't be able to get this guy with all of his stuff, whatever his stuff is, to really, really love me, because you don't want to really look at that person in the mirror, and the truth is you don't love yourself. And same thing with guys. I think I heard a billionaire say, you all think on the pillow at night, you know, in the dark.
Right.
And if you don't really like the thoughts that are rolling through your head at night in the dark, well, yeah, I'm just going to call somebody and not have those thoughts. It's better for me to be with somebody that has me have the illusion that I'm, you know, lovable than to actually really take a deep, hard look and get that it's not her. I don't think that. You know,
yeah.
I'm not my own measure of a man. Same thing for women. Or I'm not the woman I want to be. So it's easier to mask that with a relationship. Unfortunately, that is a very short-lived illusion. Because relationships, I think it's Eckhart Tolle who says this, and my favorite quote, relationships aren't meant to make you happy. They're meant to make you conscious.
Mm.
They're meant to grow you to the next level. And so when you get partnered with someone, whatever your stuff is going to come out in that relationship. And it's going to show it to you and to the person. And more than they have to deal with it, you got to be willing to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if you can't take responsibility for your stuff is going to keep coming back to bite you in the ass with this one and the next one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah. And I actually was going to, because, you know, in an hour, we really can't wrap up everything that we need to wrap up about this topic, which is why we have the show on Thursday from the men perspective to kind of get, you know, a conclusion on it. But trust me, I know all about shifting that burden of, you know, bullshit onto others. And it's typically what happens when you get into relationships with people who haven't done the proper due diligence as a single person. They try to be like, well, hey, I couldn't do it, so it's your responsibility to fix me now.
Right.
Stuck
right.
Me.
Yeah. Well, this is how I was when you met me. And so, take it or leave it, love me or leave me, this is what you signed up for. And a piece of that is true, that, they did sort of sign up for it. And at the same time, the deeper you get into it, the deeper you get into it. And I think a lot of people, they don't know what they sign up for. We all have said, am I marrying you or dating you or your representative? And I think some of us got some pretty powerful representatives out there that you are so deep in before you even realize, oh, my God, this dude ain't even the same. His name ain't even the same. And I don't know who this woman is, but she's not anything like the person I thought I was getting involved with.
Yeah, I'm actually about to give you the quote that I was going to put up after we got off the show tonight, which is, when you sign up for a relationship, make sure you read the fine print, At the end of the day, it's that fine print that really give you the terms of the contract that you're signing. I don't think a lot of people or a lot of single people do that, when they're signing up for a relationship, which causes them to go into relationships. And then when those relationships fail, it leads them to having a bad taste about being in a relationship, which they go back into singleness. Now, all of a sudden, praising that status. Oh, I'm good. It's good to be single because when I was in a relationship, I couldn't do this. I mean, that's basically how that triggers.
Oh, yeah. Or I don't need no man. I don't need no woman and all of that other stuff. But, the constant in all of those, whether you're single or married, the constant is you. So if you're not happy in whatever status you are, then you got to get back and take, back to what we said before. You got to start with the man or the woman in the mirror because that's where it all boils down to. And you're going to be happy in relationship or happy single if you are happy as an individual.
I definitely agree. And, now that we are actually talking about the single versus married, I think this is the perfect time to give my people a cheap plug. And it's really not a cheap plug. Hell, it's my show, so I can do whatever the hell I want to do. So I have my book coming out actually in a couple weeks called The Huge Secret Behind Being Single, What You Must Discover Before Changing Your Status. Listen, I poured my heart into this book. Not only did I give it from my perspective of when I was single, but I gave it to you from a perspective of, other people's perspective. Excuse me. So when that drops, I want you guys to go out, support me, read it. It's some work in there. I'm not going to front. It's going to make you self-evaluate some things about your singleness, as well as, if you're in a relationship now, when you were single. It's one of those books that make you go back and say, well, damn, maybe I need to just get myself together as a single individual in this relationship. I can't wait. I'm very proud of that. So I wanted to throw that in before we, kind of ended the show tonight and go into the last words of,
looking forward to it.
Yeah. So before we end the show, give us some thoughts that can lead us into Thursday for me and the Realionaire about your take on who's honestly more happier. Is it single people or is it relationship folks?
I think it's the people who are happy with themselves are happy no matter where they go. And I think the real question is, how honest are people about their own true happiness? I've been working on this blog article and I'm like, I think one of the biggest problems we have is we don't know our own truth. And so we can't share our truth. And if you can't really say to yourself, I'm happy or I'm sad or I'm lonely or this isn't what I want, and you can't get real with yourself, it's going to be real hard for you to get real with somebody else.
I agree. That's a great point. And she pretty much said everything that I wanted to say. But I think what she could have added to that, and which I'm going to add, Rao, is this is not a competition, folks. That's kind of what I want to lead you with, lead into Thursday before we have this, revisit this topic. It's not a competition, folks. It's not about being who's the most happiest if you're being single or if you're in a relationship. It's all about, what you have set out for yourself as an individual. Have you accomplished those goals to build enough confidence to be happy whether you're single or in a relationship? Can you sustain being single or in a relationship? That's primarily what it's all about. So it's basically taking Coach Ivy words and just putting it into words, because I'm just letting you know that's the foundation for finding out just happiness, period. It really doesn't matter, what situation you're in. We're just trying to get you to a point of recognizing your happiness as an individual, period. That way we don't have to have these wars of going back and forth between single and married, or, you know, you on one side saying, well, relationship people have more stability, and no, single people have more independence. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pros and cons to both sides. And I think that we both need to, you know, understand those pros and cons. But the number one thing that we have to do is respect those pros and cons and respect people's personal choices when it comes to being in relationships or being single. So that's where I'm at with it, Coach.
That's what's up. You do.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
You know what? Respect the lane you're in, you know, and other people should do the same.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think we kicked off a great start that, you know, can lead up to what me and Andre can talk about on Thursday, because you already know what's going to happen when we get there. It's a totally different tone. It's a totally different vibe. But I love the fact that we can come in here on Tuesday and I can get the softer side of everything. And when I say the softer side, I'm not saying that you came in here on some, you know, soft, you didn't do your thing. I'm saying, you know, it's good to get the women's mentality. We talked about this last week about, you know, women thinking like men and how is it good, is it bad? But like I said before, I appreciate the opinion of a woman. That's why I always want women to think like women, because I appreciate that. You guys give us small caveats that we don't necessarily take into consideration as men. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. You know, this is what we talked about this on our last show. You know, we're bringing something different to the table. And you, when you try to, you know, cross over into another person and into a man's lane, you lose your ability to offer that femininity, that perspective as a gift, because now you're trying to think the way he thinks. And, you know, and I say it all the time, you know, ladies, we can do some amazing stuff, but we're not going to be able, we're not men. We're not wired that way. We're not built that way. We don't have the same equipment. We don't have the same perspective. So the real value add is to appreciate, you know, the difference, viva la difference, and just to bring what you bring in a powerful way.
Exactly.
And have him appreciate that difference too.
Yeah. So we're going to stop it right there. And I have to say this before I let you go, because if I don't, I'm going to be killed. Yeah. My wife just sent me a threatening message. It's one of the joys of being married. So she wanted me, to express to you guys about the live stream show that we actually have Monday through Thursday, which is great. It's phenomenal. You guys, if you have the time, tune in. It happens at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday, 9:30 Central. And we talk about relationships, not relationships. We talk about things that are real in relationships, and we give it from a real point of view. So I want you guys to tune in. If you can't get enough of Grown Folks Talk, then, you know, you got that as well. So I wanted to throw that in, because it's always good to have people who are in situations where, you know, they can speak to you directly. Now, I don't want you to think that just due to the fact that it's me and my wife that single people are not invited. We actually want you guys in, because single people, I'm not going to front you, they give the best feedback. And not only the best feedback, it's always good to pick their brains just to see the flow of everything right now. I can appreciate a single person's complaint, because all it does for me is be like, damn, thank God I'm not single no more.
Oh, God, baby. Thank God I'm not out there. Tell me I don't have to be out there anymore.
Don't put me out in the cold, because I'm telling you, it's cold out there, and I understand what you guys are going through as far as the dating scene, because it has gotten shallow, and people are really using their insecurities at an all-time high. So trust me, I understand what's going on.
If I could really pick an area to work in, you know, and I write about this a lot, is dating integrity. Dating, as it lacks integrity. We don't do with the things that we say we're going to do. We don't keep our word. We don't honor the other person in the process. And I'm telling you, when you do that, when you have a level of dating integrity, you get relationships or dates that come together, they're enjoyed. And even when there's not a match, people leave whole and intact. They can
exactly.
move on to the next date feeling like possibility is still present, and I'm still able to, you know, potentially find my mate, versus leaving crushed and wounded and hurt and so disillusioned and disappointed with the whole process that, mm-hmm. yes, being single, if this is what people say, if this is what I have to go through to get a partner, Forget it.
Exactly.
I'd rather be alone.
Exactly. So tune in. So tune in at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. All you got to do is go to Facebook.com. And if you're one of my friends, then become, if you're not one of my friends, then become my friends. If you're one of my friends, I go, it just goes live. The video will pop up. I'm quite sure you will enjoy the show. Coach Ivy, I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but I mean,
I've liked it and commented on it a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something just, you know, an extension of Grown Folks Talk for those who want more. So we're going to leave it right there. As I said before, thank you for tuning in tonight. Make sure you tune back in on Thursday for our live edition of Live Roundtable Grown Folks Talk. Same time, same station. Until then, don't let nobody steal your joy. Have a great night.
On behalf of Sean D. Upshaw and the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode. We hope that you left with more knowledge and understanding than what you came with. But in case you didn't, lucky for you, we'll be back next week at the same time, same place. So until then, remember to never let anyone steal your joy. See you at the Roundtable next Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern.